Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our daily devotional. Today, we are wrapping up the book of Galatians with chapter 6. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone and especially to those who are of the household of faith. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised, and only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. In yesterday's chapter, Paul reminds us that the whole law is fulfilled in one word: love your neighbor as yourself. In chapter 6, in today's chapter, it expands on that. Oftentimes when we hear, bear one another's burdens, it's easy to think only about big life events. For example, if somebody you know is struggling with a breakup or got let go from their job, it's a pretty obvious indicator that we should be loving on them and supporting them. But today I want to share a few burdens that may not seem as obvious and want to encourage us to ask the Holy Spirit, who can I practically love and serve today? Lord, highlight and bring people to mind, whether it is a big burden or a small one, you know it all, and I want it to be used as your hands and feet to extend your love to them today. So let's pray through that as we listen to the devotional. Here's one practical thing we can do this week from today's word. Verse 6 says, let the one who has taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Our amazing pastoral staff have a burden and a call to teach the word of God and to shepherd the flock according to that word. And I think one way that we, as those who were taught, can exhibit love and encouragement and to bear one another's burdens is this verse. Again, let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. So share with them how God has been moving in your life. If a sermon or meetup was encouraging, challenging, eye-opening to you, let's share that word with our pastors and give thanks to God for his word is being preached. Other ways that you can bear one another's burdens. Perhaps your small group leader has been serving tirelessly. And while appreciation gifts are well appreciated, how about thinking about other ways that we can help lighten the load by offering ways to serve them, like offering to get snacks for a small group or bringing them a nice home-cooked meal simply for them to enjoy. Other ways that we can share in the burden is to volunteer at the Miracle Mile every Saturday to love on those that the world deems unredeemable, or volunteering to tutor at one of our partnered BPS schools through the Education Initiative. Last year, I had the honor of teaching elementary school kids piano. And to be honest, the teacher just kind of threw me into the classroom with no real instruction and told me just to teach the kids what I could. What I quickly realized was that she was teaching nearly 30 kids at one time. She was watching 20 rowdy second graders while the other 10 fifth graders were on free time to do whatever they wanted with the keyboard. And her next block of kids would involve even more kids. Every Thursday, I committed to going in for 2 hours to try my best to give these kids tools to express their emotions through the avenue of music. And by the end of the spring semester, we were able to have a beautiful recital where the kids' parents were even able to come. A lot of the kids were even able to memorize the music we worked on together. In verse 2, Paul writes, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." That sounds pretty simple enough, but he continues to say, "For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." This means that when we love and serve others, when we bear one another's burdens, it is not because we are so good and mighty and gracious that we can help others, but because of the humble servanthood of Christ that we can extend that same love to those around us. Oftentimes we fall into pride and start to boast in ourselves, how big of a capacity we have, how discerning we can be, how wise and helpful our advice was, etc. The list goes on. But Paul warns us in the passage, do not deceive yourself. Now, let's go back to my piano students. I can confidently say that my volunteering was nothing to boast at. Although it sounds great on the outside that we got to have a recital and got to grow together, nearly every Thursday, I would actually just want to stay home and not go into the school at all. It was chaotic, loud, and a disorganized environment. And even though it was only 2 hours a week, sometimes I would just come home completely drained by the kids. But I really felt like God was leading me to volunteer there. And over time, week after week, I began to see a change in the students, and they began to open up to me. For me, music is merely a tool. It's an avenue for ministry. And as these kids were struggling with self-doubt and obstacles with the piano, God was opening up many opportunities for me to share and speak life into them because their struggles with piano were actually reflecting their struggles with their family or their social life or their self-confidence. And I'm so glad that I stuck through with it because I was really able to see transformation, not only in their playing, but in their attitudes, on their views of themselves. And I'm able to say that I boast in God because in my own fleshly, selfish desires to be comfortable with tutoring, God actually broke through that to help bear the burden of these kids and of the teacher that I was helping. Verse 9 says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Sometimes carrying one another's burdens, it's going to be a light one. Other times it will feel heavier. But we are able to do all good because of Christ, not to gain or strive for his love or salvation, but we are able to do good for he has first loved us. So as we seek to love those around us today, to bear one another's burdens, let us remember our humble King Jesus, who bore the ultimate burden of mankind so that we may have freedom and life in him. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this rich word that is only possible because of you, Jesus. Because of you, we are able to do good. Because of you, we are able to carry on one another's burdens and to reflect your love through our servanthood. And so today, we pray that you would be the one that leads us. May you open up opportunities for us to be able to exhibit your love to those in our lives. So we thank you, Lord. We love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.